You are beginning to see all around you the nature of how the world has been turned upside down and how many things have changed shape and position. And we all know that you are anxious to be able to see your own path and be clear about it. But if you look at the world around you, you may then begin to understand the need for some time and some balancing before the path for you becomes clear. So we will ask you to be patient, but also to understand that when you see the imbalances in the world, we need to come to a certain kind of, stasis, so that there is not so much. We do not have quite so many earthquakes before we find the path for us and then move on it. You are going to be able to observe in the time ahead. Two things. One of them, what it is to walk in an unbalanced world when you are working on centering, working on loving, and working on being who you truly are in connection with the universe. That is one walk. But while you are walking that walk, you are going to be seeing all of the other things that happen when people have not centered with anything, including themselves. And some of that is going to be interesting, and some of it is going to be a little upsetting, because we do not want anyone to be lost. And lost is when you have left the center of yourself. That is what lost is. And so, once again, we do not know if your service will take you to the place where you are inviting people back to their own centers. But if you ever are in a position and you see and you are asked and there is an opportunity, you're going to have one of the human challenges. And here it is. When you look and you see what is wrong, the most natural human thing in the world is to advise. I will advise you about what will make this better. But what you have to remember is, if someone is not in their center, there is no place for that advice to go. Nothing for it to enter or to hang on to or to become a part of. So the real gift is to see if you can find a way to invite that person back into their center. We can do it sometimes with small things like, that is an important question. You probably already have the answer inside of you somewhere now. And there will be protest and all of that. But this is what we are going to call spreading the seed. In other words, when you make a true statement and someone can resonate with the truth of that statement, even if they are resisting, that seed nonetheless is there and has been planted and may often come back to them when they need it most. You are going to be asked many questions by confused people, and there will be many of them where the wisdom says to you, do not answer the question. Find a way to give the question back to them in such a way that they will be drawn toward their own center. Sometimes it is even reassurance. I know you to be so capable. I know you to be very good with this, and I know you will find your way again. You see, our counsel now needs to shift to this kind of answer, because what we are trying to do is to invite everyone back to the center of themselves, because only when you are with yourself can the universe really give you anything that you need. If you are out, if you are waiting for out to do your work for you, and we do want to, shall we say, tell you that this is going to be common. There are going to be people desperately looking for the answer outside of themselves, and sometimes that will be you. And you must not agree to do that. So this arc that we are in right now, what it needs is it needs us to invite people back to their own centers, to remind them that they know who they are. Sometimes maybe to invite them to a quietness and stopping all of the chattering going on, quiet enough so that they can hear their own voice again. Now, we will have to warn you that this counsel will not necessarily be appreciated. But in that counsel, there are seeds. And those seeds, given time to grow, will be the things that ultimately will draw the person back to the place where they truly need to be. Also, we want you to be careful. You have all done so well on this. We believe you all know that there is not a person or a situation that is going to show up in your life who is going to give you all the information you need about being you. That information comes from you. But we are, because of the state of the world that you are in, we are going to ask for your patience. We know all of you. We have known you from before you were here. We know your light. And we are doing everything that we can to restore you to yourself so that your growth and your loving kindness and your creativity can be the power in the world that it was always intended to be. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel yourself standing in a waterfall of light. And let that waterfall flow over you and wash away the world. And wash away anything harsh that might be in the field outside of your body. And let that waterfall of light flow into your crown. Wash away any thoughts that are heavy or burdensome. Feel that energy open your third eye. Clear it. Return you to your power. Feel the flow of energy into your throat. Let that energy release any criticism you might turn against yourself, any demands that you might make of you that are not reasonable. And as you release that for yourself, release it for all others. Feel that waterfall flow into your heart and nourish the heart center that you have created in its beauty and its peace. And feel the water flow down through you and into your solar plexus. And let it displace any emotions you do not wish to carry forward with you. And feel that waterfall flow into your second center. And feel the judgment and the shame moved out of your body, out of your energy, out of your field. Feel the flow of that waterfall into your root. And let the waterfall clear away any fear you might have, any regret you might have, any judgment you might have on the way you have created or not created. Wash all that away. And feel your root forming up into a pattern that will serve you on this next part of your path. Serve you and make you wise. Now move into your heart center and see that everything is refreshed and growing and nurtured. And be happy in that. Now see that a path has become light and you are drawn to that path. Step onto that path and feel the path draw you upward. No effort required. Now know that even the air around you is filled with good for you. And come to a place where there is a book. Open the book and see that there is a pen in your hand and your high self is writing in this book. Allow this writing to happen and allow yourself to know, even if it is only a word. And move upward. and come to a place of comfort. And allow yourself to take in comfort from the universe. And to see a symbol of comfort for you. And continue to move upward to the place of the gift. And see that your gift is on an altar. Resting your mind, know your gift. And begin to come down the path again. And breathe in what the universe has sent here for you. And let it empower you. Leave your burden behind and feel only the strength that the universe has for you. And come again to your heart. And breathe in the center of your heart to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your heart, open your eyes.